Recorded live from the heart of the Bakken, it's the Williston Works Podcast.
Welcome to the Williston Works Podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Williston Works brings you in-depth discussions with the entrepreneurs, small business owners, and investors who are getting it done in Western North Dakota. I'm your host, Sean Wenko, Executive Director of the Williston Economic Development Office. And today's guest on the podcast, we have Janie Cox. She's the owner of Happy Families Daycare here in Williston. Janie, great to have you on the podcast today.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Well, let's start a little bit about yourself with the background. How did you end up in Williston, North Dakota?
Yeah, we've been here for 11 years. We came in 2011, and I came because of my husband, Jeremy, that was the height of the boom. You remember the crazy times, people living under the bridge and everything. We came, and he was going to open up a new branch of his office that he worked for, which was an engineering firm. And we came up with our camper and did that for a few months. No kids when we first came up, so that helped at the time. And I was a teacher. I went to school to be an elementary ed teacher. And so I got a job teaching fourth grade and did that for about 4 years. And we started having kids in between there. So we had three kids, and now we have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And we've had our chances to go elsewhere and leave, but we've made Williston home, and I think we'll be here for a while.
You know, it's so funny. We talk about the growth of Williston. You came in 2011. I came back. I was born and raised here, but came back in 2008. But just like you hear the story over and over, when I came with my wife, we had a 5-year plan. Mm-hmm. And then we were going back to, I think we were at South Dakota time. We're going to go back to South Dakota. Well, 14 years later, here we are, two kids. The same with you and Jeremy, just ingrained into the community. And it's just great to see, stories like that, because that's really what builds Williston and builds a future for Williston. But, the topic of today, what we're talking about is childcare. And childcare is such an issue, not only from Williston, but a nationwide problem. Shortage of capacity of childcare, and also the high cost of childcare. I think, we're going to talk about this in the podcast. I think a lot of people, there's a misunderstanding that, that childcare is this open the doors and everybody makes a lot of money. And that's really not the case. And I tell you, I learned that, especially working in economic development, working with some of entities like yourself, trying to get childcare going. I mean, it's a tough, tough business to keep running. And the problem is it affects so much else in the community. If you don't have access to good childcare, then you're losing people in a workforce that already we don't have workforces. So when you made the jump, you're talking about, you were an elementary teacher, and then you made the jump into, we're going to talk about Happy Families Daycare. Did you start with that childcare facility?
Yes. Yeah. So you basically told my story. That is what happened. I mean, we had our second daughter. Yeah. We had childcare temporarily while I was teaching, and I finished out that last year after she was born, after my maternity leave, and we lost our good childcare. And it was a good little in-home licensed facility, and there was no spots anywhere else. And I know we'll talk in the future about quality childcare. That was a big deal too. Yep. And I decided I'll stay home a couple of years. We knew we wanted to maybe even have more kids. I'll go back to teaching when our kids are in school, something like that. But there were so many teachers that needed childcare. So then I thought I'll do an in-home license. And I did that for a couple of years. I liked it. I liked the small group being in home, and it helped. We were going to have more kids, and the families that were coming to us were going to have more kids. So it was kind of, what do I do now? Do I stop? Do I grow? Do I whatever? We attended New Hope Church at the time, and we still do. And they had remodeled almost 10 years ago now. Mm-hmm. They added to their facility. And so we went to Pastor Mike and we said, hey, would New Hope ever be interested in allowing us to run a daycare out of your facility? And he was absolutely yes, 1,000 times yes. When they did their remodel, that's exactly what they had in mind, was a preschool or a daycare coming in to utilize that space during the week when they weren't using it for their children's ministries. And so we did it. So we grew. I did a center license. And for the last 5 years, I've had around 40 kids in that space. Always about 5 to 6 employees, and we have stayed very busy. A lot of educators' families that come, just coming naturally, being in education, that kind of all worked out. And now we've had a third kid since I opened that, and I've loved that. Being able to be with my kids, also being out with other adults, not in doing the in-home license, and still having that interaction as well. And it's been a lot of fun to watch those kids grow. And I don't see us leaving that facility anytime soon. It's been great.
So, you know, talking about that, then you said you have 5 to 6 employees. What's the challenge like trying to find workforce to work in a childcare facility? Because I can't imagine it's easy. I mean, there's got to be, it's got to be an element of training there, and there's got to be an element of a personality by an individual that, you know, can, I'll tell you, I couldn't do it. I don't think I could do it all day. So there's got to be something of that element of personality. What's it like been trying to find workforce in that?
Exactly what you just said. You either don't want to work with kids or you do. So that, luckily, nobody is really going to apply if they don't want to work with kids, because it's an obvious right out of the go. So reliability is a big thing, getting people there on time, sticking with it, showing up on time. And we do have to put training into it. You know, we have to CPR first aid certified, we background checks, all of that. So there are those screening processes as too that not everybody can facilitate. They're good. We need those in place, but not everybody makes the cut with that. And then just, you know, people that want to stick with it. It really helps. I have different demographics that come work for me. Some people that are interested in going into early childhood ed. And so this is kind of a way for them to see, would I enjoy it? I'm interested. So would I enjoy this and being in an environment with little kids? Moms that would like to do something outside the house, but they also want to be with their kids, just how I went into it. That helps. And I find a lot of those, and they're great employees as well. But yeah, just a shortage, just not a lot of people applying when you even put it out there.
Well, and also from the child care capacity perspective, I go back to 2011. I remember I took my first phone call on child care in a project, child care development. And initially at the time, I mean, economic development across the state, it was kind of like, well, economic development isn't working on child care. Now it's just the standard, because if you want workforce, you want quality in life, you better figure out how to add capacity to your community in the form of child care. But from 2011 to today, I mean, has the demand gone down?
No. I have never had to advertise that I have open spots. There is a running wait list nonstop, and I don't get through that wait list every new session I start. There is still very, very much a demand. And I believe there's an untapped demand of a lot of moms out there that would like to go back to work, but they are unable to find a facility that they would want to send their kid to, or even just an open spot.
Well, exactly. With 3,000 jobs open in this market right now, I mean, we could use some more workforce into this area. And again, it just gets back into a quality of life thing. You know, access to quality childcare is just vital for economic development in any community in economic development. Can you explain like some of the things that, you know, right out of the gate when you're opening up the facility, what are some of the things people may not realize that there's costs associated with this?
Mm-hmm. Employee retention is one of them. I want to keep my employees happy. I would like them to stay with me. So creating that environment, paying them a livable wage, that's really important as well. And I think too, food services, you know, you're feeding 40 kids every day, keeping them happy. And also you keep saying quality childcare. That's big with me. I want it to be quality. I want to make sure these kids have their basic needs met, but I also want it to be great. And I want them to have a thriving learning environment. So your cost of craft supplies, of toys, of, you know, sensory bins, and, you know, all the things that you put into every day to keep this great learning, thriving environment for those kids. And then the business end of it was a whole learning curve for me. When I was teaching, I would get my email once a month with my pay stub. That's as much as I knew about taxes and what came out, you know. And so that employer taxes, rent, your insurance, your everyday little, you know, just owning a small business, those things add up really fast. And I think people don't look at that. They look at what they're paying for childcare versus what, you know, and they think that's all that's coming in and you might be making bank. That is not true. You know, it's, and like you said, then I have my own kids there, and that's losing slots, basically. You know, that's losing a paying slot. Right. And that's great because that's what I've chosen to do. But there's just all those factors definitely add up.
Right. And I think too, and I mean, there's a lot of state regulations and, you know, state and federal regulations that you have to follow. You know, one of them is the ratios that are out there. You can only have so many kids per provider. And it's kind of based on ages and stuff of what you can have for numbers. And, you know, from economic development. And I believe you guys had worked with Keith Olson with the Small Business Development Center when you guys started putting pen to paper. And you know how we do it in economic development, and we look at it as a cost per child basis. And you know, you start figuring out, like you said, cost of labor, food services, activity level, things like that. I mean, that starts to chip away at the bottom line. So it's a tremendous challenge. You will be actually having a second facility that will go into Williston State College campus. Do you want to talk a little bit about your vision with that and what that may look like?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Putting it out there as a premier early childhood learning center. I think the possibilities with the college, the location, I think it's going to be amazing, and I'm super excited about it. We're looking to have spring of 2023, and we are partnering with the college in a sense that the college is working to bring in an early childhood ed program where students at Williston State can earn a four-year degree in early childhood ed. So what we did as part of that proposal is we researched different facilities that offer that in North Dakota, also in surrounding states, and how they set that up as what they a lot of times term a lab school. So mm-hmm. The daycare or the preschool inside the daycare is open to those students to come in, possibly help be part of that workforce and get experience, also to observe and even student teach. They'll get their observational hours in that go towards their teaching degree, things like that. And so that facility will be open. So location wise, obviously being on campus, that's perfect. And then that helps their program build as well. It helps us to bring any volunteers that come in, whether they end up working at the daycare or just come in to do their hours. We love having people, especially people that know that's the area that they're going to go into and they want that experience in that time. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited about that. The community gardens are right down from there. The arc and the possibility, I mean, I have in my head swim lessons being, you know, part of that possibly. All those partnerships that can happen right there with that location, I think are going to be really excited. I know, you know, the college is excited. We're pumped about this facility, and I think the possibilities are endless.
Well, it's great because, you know, we're in season 5 of the podcast series, and we talked with Hunter Berg, who's the executive director of the Williston State College Foundation. We've talked about what is going on with Williston State College, from campus beautification to scholarship programs. You got a state-of-the-art rec center. Now we're adding this child care facility there that's going to provide, you know, again, opportunities for education to help, almost like a feeder program to help with more providers to get out into that market. So, I mean, we're excited for this as well. And you know, we talk about community partnerships. I mean, this is great. This is, like I said, a partnership with the city of Williston, Williams County. They're both putting some dollars into it. Williston State College is contributing by, you know, putting up this facility that can be remodeled. Then you yourself coming in, I mean, you're going to have some overhead costs and everything to even run this facility. So we're excited. How many kids are we looking at in this facility?
We're hoping when the remodel is complete and we go through the licensing process, because that's obviously the most important for the capacity, and you're required a certain amount of square footage per kid, and it has to be usable space. You can't count your bathrooms, your hallways, things like that. We're hoping around an 80 kid facility, and that will be 0 to 2 school age. And we're hoping to even that out, you know, about 20 infant slots, 22-year-old slots, kind of like that. And then preschool will be included. The preschool aspect is going to be a big deal coming in with the college and bringing their program in, and the preschool will be on site. We're planning for that. So that's a big thing in Williston too. Your preschools and your daycares aren't always connected. So parents, if they want their child to go to preschool, they have to figure out how to get them there during the day from daycare or from home, whatever that happens to be. And so we're hoping that will be a added bonus that your preschool is now on site. Your child doesn't have to leave. You don't have to come get them anywhere. And they're getting that school ready preschool on site.
Okay. Jumping back a bit, you talk about licensing. And again, that's a process. You know, for good quality childcare, you want to be a licensed facility. And on top of licensing, you look at there's annual yearly fire inspections, yearly reaccreditation, I assume. But what on the licensing, what does that entail?
Licensing entails what you just said as far as annual fire inspections, annual health department inspections. If you were serving food, that's important as well. You have to pass those before the licensor will even come and look at your space. And then your space has to be, you know, set up to care for children and quality care as well. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, egress issues. There's the square footage. There's, are you storing food correctly? Are you washing and sanitizing the way you need to? All of those intricate parts are a part of it. And then, yes, we do annual training. We are required, like I said earlier, all employees have to pass a background check, a federal background check. We have to do yearly training to become relicensed, all in, obviously, like an early childhood care capacity. We have to maintain and keep up on those. We cannot let any of those lapse. And so, yeah, it's always an ongoing process. You do your renewal once a year, but it takes all year to make sure that you are always staying up to what you need to be for the licensing.
Well, lastly, I'm going to give you the last word, though. We look at Williston in 2022 as red hot economic development-wise. It just hasn't slowed down, and the economic recovery is happening. We got a shortage of workforce, which is a big challenge for us. We're working to get around that, obviously, by talking to yourself, adding more child care capacity. But you look out to Williston 5 years, what do you see?
I see, because I know I'm not the only one that is working towards more capacity for childcare. I see that catching up, hopefully, always. Right. And I hope in that catch up that the quality comes up with the catch up as well. You know, I know I'm not the only one that's trying to create facilities that are of quality, a thriving learning environment for those kids, a warm, safe place for them to come play with friends, build relationships before they're school ready, and to help them become school ready. So I see that coming up and an uprising with that. And I think that's going to be amazing. I think the partnerships, because, you know, I've already in my mind got things circulating. We have multiple pediatric therapy buildings and facilities and businesses in town now as well. The partnerships there are endless. I mentioned the community gardens. That's an ongoing project. I think that's a great partnership. So there's these little pieces, you know, the possibility of an outdoor pool, the ARC, always, they're always adding to their camps, their lessons, that, you know, they're always trying to better and better their programs as well. The partnerships are endless, and I think that's really exciting. And I think the building up of childcare, I'll stick with that as the theme, yeah. It, with the new entities coming in. Like you said, we've got the new, all sorts of big things coming in with Sanford Health and all of that. Yeah. When they are looking for their employees, I hope that I can be an asset to that of, hey, we've got great childcare here. So if you're looking to move to Williston, or if you're looking to apply for that job, we've got you covered if you need childcare.
Well, I always said that, you know, of all the things we work on with economic development, childcare has been the toughest monster to put together from, you know, from a business side of things to make the model work. Kudos to you. You got a successful business right now with 40 kids, soon to add another 80 to a secondary location. You're addressing the need of 120 kids. It's been a tremendous challenge, but, you know, kudos to you as an entrepreneur for stepping in and just getting it done.
Thank you.
Janie, thank you for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
All right, and thanks for listening to today's episode of the Williston Works podcast, brought to you by the City of Williston. Please like and subscribe for more interviews and content. And to learn more about Williston, North Dakota, visit cityofwilliston.com. I'm Sean Wanko, Executive Director of the Economic Development Office. This is the Williston Works podcast, and we will see you next episode.